How to go from failure to success in sales in under 12 months. That's the subject of our conversation today. Hey now, this is the Inside BS Show. All right, thanks for joining me here on the Inside BS Show. Today we're going to talk about how you can go from failure to success in sales in under 12 months. That's right, under 12 months. You see, I was an absolute miserable failure when I first went out on my own. I had been selling for years. I built two really large businesses. I carried books of business over $20 million in consulting business on an annual basis. But when I went out on my own, nobody knew me. And I was looking to establish myself in a brand new city, in a brand new industry, and I had no contacts. I had no brand equity. I had nothing going for me. So you could say I was a miserable failure. I started from zero and wanted to build up to the lifestyle that I had grown accustomed to. Add to that, that my wife and I had just moved to a new city. We had just had a baby, our son, and we really were thrilled with where we were living, and we wanted to make it work financially. So starting from scratch, I knew would be tough. So here are the five things I did to go from failure to success in selling in under 12 months. The first thing I did was move from chasing deals to solving problems. When I first went out on my own, I had just, everything had left my mind from my previous roles. I was so comfortable in my previous jobs as the leader of these businesses because number one, I had a sales team, and number two, I was working for big brands. I was working for Marriott and then I worked for Gallup, both recognizable brands. I realized that deals were not just gonna come to me. See, when you work for a big brand like a Marriott or a Gallup, you're gonna get leads from thin air because of your brand. Well, I hadn't built up a brand on my own yet. Today, I have a YouTube channel with over 800 videos. I speak all over the world. I'm recognized in several industries as an expert in how to develop business in those industries. I've written 3 books. I mean, now I'm known as the godfather of consultative sales. So now I have a brand. And now people come to me. The phone rings a couple of times a month with people just falling out of the sky waiting to do business with me. When you first start out, that doesn't happen. So I went out and I was chasing every deal. Every day I would go out and look to try and sell something. And that's not how it works in professional services. You have to move from chasing deals to solving problems. When you start having real conversations with people, talking to prospects like they're human beings, because they are, when you start doing that and you start unearthing the problems that they have, you uncover those issues, and then you think to yourself, I can introduce this person to 3 or 4 people who can solve this problem for them. When you do those kinds of things, you're building relationship equity. That comes back to you very, very quickly. If you go into a place today, like I'm a consultant and I help people build their businesses. If I go into a business today and the person says to me, Dave, here's the thing, I would love to work with you to have you come in and develop a sales academy for my team. But right now, I need to get financing for a huge piece of equipment or I'm not gonna have a business in 6 months. I immediately get on the phone and I call 3 or 4 people I know who do equipment financing, and I have them in this person's business that day working with him to fill out the paperwork to get the financing for that equipment. What do you think is gonna happen when that person gets that equipment financing? The next thing he's gonna do is turn around and call me and bring me in to build that sales academy because he's going to be so grateful that I helped him out. So step number one is move from chasing deals to solving problems. Step number two in going from failure to success in selling is put relationships ahead of transactions. If you're a sales manager and you're out there and you've got a salesperson who's in a slump, the first thing you do is sit down with them and say, all right, I want you to make a list of 50 people you have a great relationship with in business. Make a list of 50 people who would definitely take your call. They're gonna make that list. And then you say to them, I want you to call those people and just check in and see how they're doing. And then I want you to see if there's any way you can help them. Uncover some problems they've got and see what problems you can solve for them. You see, if you've built up relationship equity with people in your contacts database, you can count on them to help you deliver the goods when the time comes. By deliver the goods, I mean close deals. If you've got relationships, you've got hundreds of people who are an army that will source clients for you. If you're looking to build your relationship equity with other people, simply start talking to them like humans, like I outlined originally, and keep track of the people that you talk to, stay in touch with them over time, and business will come from that. Focusing on relationships and not transactions is the easiest way to go from failure to success, because the more relationships you have, the more sources of referrals you have, the more opportunities you'll get to get in front of people, because those people will want to help you and you can call on them for help whenever you need them. The third thing you need to do if you want to go from failure to success in selling is work on deepening client lifetime value. It's always easier to increase the lifetime value of an existing client than it is to prospect and find new leads. What does it mean to deepen client lifetime value? Well, you simply go into a client's organization, you talk to them about the problems they have, and you match up the problems they have with the solutions you and your company provide, and you're selling them something new. Sell an existing client something new from your stable of products or services, and you will be able to make money without having to go out and find a brand new client. It is essential that you think about deepening client lifetime value before you do prospecting if you're desperate for cash. You want to go from failure to success right now? Find existing clients and sell them more stuff. The fourth thing I want you to do to go from failure to success in selling is start referring everyone you know to other people you know. I want you to go out and make connections between people right now. Every day you should be connecting two or three sets of people. What do I mean by that? Look through your contacts database and find someone who can do business with someone else in your contacts database. Email them, call them, see if they're interested in meeting one another, then set up a Zoom meeting and introduce them. Do that 3 times a day, 5 days a week. That's 15 different connections you're making, 30 people you're helping become more successful. Why are you doing this? Because if you do that over 4 weeks, that is 120 people that you've helped to become successful that month. Do you think out of those 120 people, 10 of them will scare up a referral for you? That's 10 referrals. You should be able to convert 80% of qualified referrals. So when you connect those people, those 120 people to each other, I want you to also say to them, hey, listen, keep your eye out while you're out there in the field. Here's who I'm looking for. This type of person would be a great client for me. In fact, I know somebody at this company in this industry with this title. That person would be fantastic. If you know them, I'd love to meet them. When you're specific and you tell people what you want, the people who know you, like you, and trust you will deliver that person to your doorstep. So I want you out there connecting people every day, at least 3 sets of connections every day. If you're desperate for cash, if you want to go from failure to success quickly, connect 3 sets of people to each other every day, and you'll have 120 people who are looking out for your best interests at the end of the month because you've helped them succeed. They'll want you to be as successful as you helped to make them. The fifth thing you have to do if you want to go from failure to success in selling is have an external orientation. What does that mean? Do not pitch. I don't want you going to networking meetings and pitching. I don't want you going to cocktail parties and pitching your services. I want you out in the field, talking to people, asking questions, solving problems, and then when they ask you what you do, you can tell them, but you can also inquire to see if they have problems you can solve. And if they do, you'll offer your services, but don't go into a room and start pitching people right off the bat. That's a turnoff for everyone, and it will only lead to disaster in the long run. I want you having that external orientation. I want you asking a lot of questions, following up afterwards, and then pitching only when they ask for help, solving a problem that you can solve in exchange for financial compensation. Listen, we all start at the bottom. I was a miserable failure, just like other people were miserable failures, and I've become super successful in the field of sales and selling. And I've done it through all of the things that I've shared with you today, leading with relationships. If you want to be successful in selling, do these 5 things that I've outlined today and watch the next video you see filling in right below me right now. The video you see filling in below me right now is all about sales habits. I want you to watch that video. That video will get you into some great sales habits, and I'll see you right there.